B-Pod Studios.
Do you know what day it is?
Wednesday.
It's Wednesday.
Hey, good Wednesday morning, everyone.
Thank you for joining us, everyone. We have such a fun show ahead.
It's Wednesday.
It's only Wednesday?
It's a great show ahead.
It's Wednesday.
Fun show.
That's your favorite day.
This is such a fun show. There is so much more fun happening.
It's showtime.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right. It is so cold out this morning. Are you kidding me? 19 degrees.
Nice.
Night. You like that, Brian? Brian's wearing a t-shirt. What's
yeah,
up?
Yeah, he's running around.
Huh?
Well, it's our first day on this new system, so I'm already sweating.
Yeah. Well, to explain. So I started here in July, and you guys, you know, why start with a new system when I start?
Yeah.
Why not just wait 3 months and throw this at us?
Well, you know when you update your iPhone and then everything on it moves and you don't know how to work it?
Yeah.
That's us today.
Yeah.
I could launch a hazmat today and not even... It's not going to be my fault.
Okay.
Because I'm looking at a brand new operating system here.
Yeah. Pretty.
I'm a little... It is pretty, nice. But I'm nervous. So anything could happen, LBF.
I'm still
anything
not allowed to touch anything.
Don't touch anything. I'm barely allowed
to... Nothing's changed
Brian
for
said
me.
Just that one button there. Anyway, so that's inside baseball. Yeah, so we're just telling if the
but
show
it
sounds...
it is cold.
In radio, we use the term clunky. So if the show sounds clunky, it's because
it's not our fault.
We're blaming the software system.
Okay.
Which looks marvelous, by the way. So it's fine. I don't want to blame the equipment. I hate when my mechanic does that.
Oh,
so
really?
I'm not going to do that. Okay. But it is cold outside.
Yeah. I used my car starter this morning.
Did you?
Yep. It was the first of the year.
Did you use your seat heat?
Yep.
Do you go full three on that? Or
yes, I do.
You went full three?
I go full three initially, and then I go down to one because it's too hot.
Nobody wants a hot butt like that.
Yeah.
Dave is a full three constant.
Are you serious?
I know. It's weird.
I use my air conditioned seat more than that.
Oh, like Dave misses his air conditioned
nice
seat. I don't have that kind of technology in my...
You can literally
at this point.
You can literally see Dave's butt smoking when it's out of the car. That's funny.
Like,
wow,
like
you've been really
tush.
Paying attention
well,
to Dave.
I'm thinking, I go from three to one
yes,
real fast. And then I back off one. Speaking of what, did you guys see the worst baby reveal ever on the internet?
I can't believe it's the worst.
It is the worst. Should
it
I describe
is?
It or
yes,
want me to hold on?
They're
to
all horrible.
So there's a video going up of this girl who's not pregnant. She's a young lady lying on her tummy with no pants on. Okay.
What
do you
still
want to know?
What
nope,
were you
it was on Twitter. And
I don't know if I want to know. Is it gross?
Yes. So she.
I don't want to know.
Do you want to know?
I don't want to know if it's gross.
It is cute. It's cute slash gross.
Okay, go.
Cute gross. Well, this will be interesting.
She, on the count of three, has the ability to toot, I won't even use the F word, on demand, and then blue smoke comes out of her butt. Now that is a baby reveal. What
that's
do you
a woman. That's a woman you marry and procreate with, right
oh
there.
Oh my God!
No, she wasn't pregnant. She was the hired gun.
Oh, she was the hired gun.
Yeah, smoking gun.
So, what's her resume look like?
Yeah, right.
I asked you. I gave you five chances to say I don't
oh
want to hear.
Oh my God!
All right there.
You know what we need? We need a woman.
Yeah. Oh my God.
On command. I'll find it and show it to you. Okay.
No, please don't.
Wait.
No, please don't go anywhere. No. It's Eddie's and More. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and More. 105.7 WROR. Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
And three cool things you should know.
All right, let's do this. LBF.
Okay, I have something that's going to kind of mess up your Christmas party if you're hosting.
Mess up your Christmas party, but we need to know.
Okay.
Brian Bell, what do you got?
Jeopardy.
He has Jeopardy.
Oh, that's right. And I'm going to tell you how to get a letter back from Santa.
Oh, cool.
When the kids sent it. Okay. And the Cool Things is brought to you by Minutemen High School's Open House. Join them November 17th from 10 a.m. to 1 to experience education with purpose. Eighth grade, discover the competitive advantage of combing great academics or combining great academics. Who wrote this?
Don't hurt yourself. Academic?
It says combing great academics with career skills.
Combining. Yeah.
Minuteman.
We'll teach you that at Minuteman.
You know, if that's the best advertising,
why
you should go to Minuteman High School. Good grief. Revolutionized. All right. Brian, let's do a make it on that later in the show. Thank you very much.
All right,
I'll be off.
Okay, so I clicked on this, obviously, on Boston.com. Police say a man pulled over on 495 had more than $36,000 worth of alcohol in his Suburban, and he was arrested. Mm-hmm. It was a lot of booze. But when I read down, it says that according to police, it's illegal to transport more than 3 gallons of liquor in the state without a permit. You know what? A case of wine is about 2.5 gallons. And if you add a couple of handles there, you're breaking the law.
Well, I know where you're headed. Your house.
I just wanted to let you know.
Because
if you're going to ever have a party, don't you transport that?
Yeah.
It's illegal.
Is that bootlegging?
I think it is.
Oh, we got a Smokey and the Bandit situation.
I'm going to get a whole new car.
I'm going to get a CB.
How many gallons? What's...
3 gallons. More than 3 gallons is illegal.
Wow.
So just FYI,
I
want to go with a pack of people.
Pack of people. All right. Caravan, Brian Bell.
Well, we've been talking about Jeopardy. You know, yesterday we mentioned it, but the Tournament of Champions is going on, and the finals are tomorrow and Friday. What day is today?
Wednesday.
Right, tomorrow and Friday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So one of the champs, Stephen Grade, has challenged everyone who watches to play along and donate $1 for every correct answer you get in the 2 episodes to pancreatic cancer.
Oh, that's a great idea.
I like that.
Because they've all been wearing their purple ribbons
for
in support
Alex.
Of Alex and pancreatic cancer.
I like
and,
it.
So it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So.
I got about $10 in last night.
Yeah, I know.
Okay,
it's,
that's
good. Or whatever you feel comfortable with.
It gets tough.
It does, I know.
With the when you get into the championship.
Tournament of Champions.
All right. So if your child wants to write a letter to Santa, do it soon. Here's what they have to do. Have them write a letter to Santa and address it to Santa Claus North Pole. Super easy, right?
Yep.
Okay. When the kid is done, you take that letter, right? And then...
And give it to Santa?
Well, close. Then you insert a response letter.
Mm.
And you address it from Santa at the North Pole. Put it in a big envelope, okay?
Yeah.
Put it in a bigger envelope so the post office will get it. And they'll send the kid the response.
Oh, so Santa will get the letter and then can send it right back.
Yeah, send
like
it
a
right
self-addressed
back. Like a self-addressed stamp envelope.
Like Swayze.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Because that saves Santa from having to address all the envelopes
Santa's
back to the
so
kid.
Santa's so busy.
Yeah.
And those elves, too.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
Right. So here's what you do. We'll put this on our Facebook page. Send it to North Pole Postmark Postmaster 4141. Postmark Drive, Anchorage. So,
in Alaska, that's the last stop before the North Pole.
There you have it.
Oh, I can't wait.
We'll put that on our Facebook page.
Our
award for guests.
Right.
Well, Christmas is next week, right? It's 19
yes,
degrees.
Get my Christmas list in.
Okay. All right, 626. It's 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
All right, so... It is at 6:29, and I have a Bob observation I'd like to make, LBF, if you and Brian will indulge me. You were just talking about laws, right? There's a law.
I think we're contractually obligated to indulge you.
Yes, you are. Indulge me on this Bob observation.
Okay.
All right. Feel free to play along. I like it when you do that.
Sure thing, Bob.
Yep. You know what I always tell my... It's kind of like what I tell my daughters.
Yeah.
I like it when I'm the dad.
Yeah.
Okay? And you're the kid. Okay? That's the way I like it.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, speaking of parents, I think this ought to be illegal. And... Again, I want to get your opinion on it. There should be a list of names or that are approved that you can name your baby, and then that you have to choose from that list. And it can be a very big list. And here's why I believe
my
that.
God, my wife and mother-in-law think there should be a panel to approve names.
Yes. See, I
really?
Like that.
Yeah.
Here's why. Here
okay.
are the worst names of 2019 for boys. King's Messiah. That's one word. King's Messiah.
My sister's nickname was the Messiah.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Wow.
Xavier with 2 X's. X's.
Wow, 3 would be even more interesting.
Oh, my God. We're talking about a baby. What's wrong with you?
See? That is not in the bag of names you can use.
6:30 in the morning.
All right. And Cletus.
Cletus.
Oh, okay,
that's
worst
very
names.
South Carolina-y.
Where you're from. But that could make the list.
Yeah.
All right, for girls, Sincere with a C. Sincere. C-Y-N-C-E-R-E.
Oh, she's going right to the pole.
Yeah.
Look out.
No.
Right?
Sincere.
With any daughter's name, you really have to test it with, let's bring her to the stage. Sincere.
You're talking about a baby.
I know.
Two more
I have
names.
A daughter.
These are the worst names that were used this year. Starlet. Yeah. Starlet.
Oh,
all right.
Kinda.
That would definitely sounds like a poll. let's be real. And Vegas.
Vegas.
Oh, Vegas.
I actually kind of like that name.
Vegas for
yeah.
a girl?
Yeah, I could picture her in like a little
Brian,
like,
do the test.
Leather no. jacket.
But you
here
have to
comes.
Spell it. Yeah, let's bring her to the stage. Vegas. And the S
that
is
works.
A dollar sign.
Yeah.
Even better.
Even better. So what do you think of my idea I
propose? You know what?
That there's a bin of names you have to choose from. And that's
no,
none of these
I
are in the
disagree,
bin.
I disagree because the really? Thing is I have trouble remembering names, and if more people were named Vegas and Cletus, I'd be like, I'm all set.
How are we going out with Vegas and Cletus? They're getting married.
They do sound fun.
Right, exactly. That's a good night.
Names, other names, Hugo for boys, Hugo, Manson, Pinches, Danger, and Styles. How about that? All right,
yeah.
So you don't like my Bob Survey?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
I mean... Yeah. I don't agree with it. It's okay, though.
You want to, though, but you're just not. You're just trying not to.
No.
you know,
horrible.
It's funny, right?
My dad always told me he wanted to name me Up, so he could say, "Hey, you're Up. Why don't you get me a beer?"
I like that.
Oh.
All right. Anyway,
there is an Upton Bell, you know.
I know.
He's all right. He's up. Get us a beer. All right, coming up, let's do some dirty laundry, there, Cletus.
Sexiest man alive. Triple X Xavier.
That's right.
Definitely not Cletus.
Can we call you Sincere today?
Sure.
All right. Fine.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Brons, LBF, and Bry. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Yes, they love the dirty laundry. LBF today, by the way, is wearing a sweater and a scarf.
Freezing.
Man, do you have a seat heater or anything?
Nope, not here.
Nope.
Get on that. It's cold.
It's 19.
It's because I'm so tiny. Frail.
That's, you know, Brian, am I right? Give her a hug.
All right, come here.
Poor
oh,
thing.
That's okay.
Poor thing. That's okay. All right, 19 degrees. Let's do Dirty Laundry brought to you by Sullivan Tire, LBF.
You know who I'd like a hug from? The sexiest man alive.
Okay.
It's been announced.
Yeah.
People Magazine Sexiest Man Alive is John Legend.
John Legend.
And you know what? I mean, Idris Elba was last year's, and I was 100% approval, 110%.
Yeah.
But actually, John Legend said that he was a little bit nervous because everyone's going to be picking me apart to see if I'm sexy enough to hold this title. And following Idris Elba, it's not fair and it's not nice to me. But John's wife, Chrissy, was a little less humble about it. She tweeted, "My secret is out. I have fulfilled my dream of having blanked People's Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive."
Wow.
An honor.
Wow.
She's fun.
She is so fun.
I've really come around on her.
And she says, "I cannot wait for people to get mad about John being the sexiest man alive. It's my new Starbucks holiday cup." She's very fun. That couple is so fun.
Well, how many people can say that? That's
that
really
they're married to the sexiest man alive.
Well,
like officially.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's
pretty
cool.
You could be married to, in your head,
the
sexiest man alive, but that's only in your head. Except unless you're Chrissy Teigen.
Never thought of that.
So that's good.
Yeah.
John Legend is a legend because not only does he have the EGOT, Emmy, Grammy, Tony, Oscar, he won The Voice, and now the sexiest man alive, which Blake Shelton said he has the vagotsma, which sounds like a disease.
But you know what?
What?
John Legend can leave Baby It's Cold Outside alone.
Okay.
I know he rewrote that song,
agree.
And it's
I agree
creepy.
With you on that,
creepy.
But that's the only thing he's ever done wrong.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Hey, you want to hear a fun story?
Yeah, I can't wait.
That involves Adam Sandler and his NYU professor and a serious
sure.
talk they had.
Yeah.
He was talking to Brad Pitt, and this is what he had to say. Well, Brad told the story, really. Here you go.
You were at NYU, and it was an acting coach, I believe, or acting professor.
Acting professor, yeah.
He took you out for a beer. He kindly said to you, think about something else.
Exactly.
Listen, you got a heart, but you don't have it.
Right.
Choose another path. This is why it's my favorite Adam Sandler story, and I think it says a lot about you. That you ran into him at the heights, you know, when you're getting the ultimate payday,
right,
and you're
right.
with a bunch of friends, and you
right.
run into him out at a bar. Yeah. Anyone would think that's the opportunity where you go,
okay.
you rub it in his face. What you did was you introduced him to your friends, and you said, this is the only teacher to ever buy me a beer.
That's right, yeah, yeah.
True?
Yeah, yeah.
Jeez,
so there you go. That's pretty nice, huh?
Well, let Adam tell the story next time, Brad.
I know. Well, Brad likes the sound of his voice now, doesn't he?
Now you do.
I mean, I kind of agree with the professor. Let's be honest. Adam Sandler's not going to take home an EGOT.
Isn't that great?
But he, Took Adam Sandler seems
Being
to
nice.
Be a nice guy.
Yeah.
And that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure I'd be that nice.
You'd rub it in your face a little
no.
bit.
No.
Just to be a little rub.
Yeah.
No, I. You know what? No. In my head, I would. Again, like in my head, sexiest man alive. But in my head, I would. But then when it comes to confrontation,
no,
I'm
would.
Such a
no,
baby.
No, you are.
I'd be like, hi,
yeah.
how
yeah.
are you?
Yeah.
Nice to see mm-hmm. you. And then go talk about him behind
exactly.
his back.
Exactly. That's how we roll around here, right?
Nice. God.
I'm not alone
I would
here.
Be like, oh, you know, I can't find my black American Express card.
Oh.
But next time I see you, I should have it. Okay? How about that? Yeah. Teach.
Yeah, you would.
I
know.
I would.
Anyway, that's
Is
what's
that
going
a
on in Dirty
Is
Laundry.
Is that a wrap?
That's
good.
A wrap.
Good.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Brons, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
I have a Bob observation I'd like to make, LBF, if you and Brian will indulge me. You were just talking about laws, right? There's a
I
law.
I think we're contractually obligated to indulge.
Yes, you are. Indulge me on this Bobservation.
Okay.
All right. Feel free to play along. I like it when you do that.
Sure thing, okay. Bob.
Yep. You know what I always tell my... It's kind of like what I tell my daughters.
Yeah.
I like it when I'm the dad.
Yeah.
Okay? And you're the kid. Okay? Yeah. That's why I like it.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Speaking of parents, I think this ought to be illegal. And... Again, I want to get your opinion on it. There should be a list of names or that are approved that you can name your baby, and then that you have to choose from that list. And it can be a very big list. And here's why I believe
my
that.
God. My wife and mother-in-law think there should be a panel to approve names.
Yes, yes, yes. See, I
really?
Like that.
Yeah.
Here's why. Here
okay.
are the worst names of 2019 for boys. King's Messiah. That's one word. King's Messiah.
My sister's nickname was the Messiah.
Okay.
That's Go ahead.
Wow.
Xavier with two X's. X's.
Three would be even more interesting.
Oh, my God. We're talking about a baby. What's wrong with you?
See? That is Jeez. Not that is not in the bag of names you can use.
6:30 in the morning.
All right. And Cletus.
Cletus.
Well, okay.
That's
worst
very
name.
South Depends Carolina.
Where you're from. That could make the list.
Yeah.
All right. For girls. Sincere with a C. Sincere. C-Y-N-C-E-R-E.
Oh, she's going right to the pole.
Yeah.
Look out.
No.
Right, right.
Sincere.
With any daughter's name, you really have to test it with, let's bring her to the stage. Sincere.
You're talking about a baby.
I know.
Two more
I have
names.
A daughter.
These are the worst names that were used this year. Starlet.
Yeah.
Starlet.
Oh.
All right.
Kind of.
That would definitely sounds like a pole. let's be real. And Vegas.
Vegas.
Oh, Vegas.
I actually kind of like that name.
Vegas for a girl?
Yeah, I could picture when like a little
Brian,
like,
do the test.
Leather jacket.
But you
Here
have to spell
comes.
It. Yeah, let's bring her to the stage. Vegas. And the S
that
is
works.
A dollar sign.
Yeah.
Even better.
Right. Even better. So what do you think of my idea?
I propose you know what?
That there's a bin of names you have to choose from. That's
no,
none of these are in the bin.
I disagree because the
really?
Thing is I have trouble remembering names. And if more people were named Vegas and Cletus, I'd be like, I'm all set.
How are we going out with Vegas and Cletus? They're getting married.
They do sound fun.
Right, exactly. That's a good night.
Names, other names, Hugo for boys, Hugo, Manson, Pinches, Danger, and Styles. How about that?
All right,
so you don't like my Bob observation?
I, yeah. I mean, you know, I don't agree with it. It's okay, though.
You want to, though, but you're just not. You're just trying not to.
No.
You know,
horrible.
It's funny, right?
My dad always told me he wanted to name me Up, so he could say, "Hey, you're Up. Why don't you get me a beer?"
I like that. All right. Anyway,
there is an Upton Bell, you know.
I know.
He's up. Get us a beer. All right, coming up, let's do some dirty laundry, there, Cletus.
Sexiest man alive.
What do you want
to be? Triple X Xavier.
That's right.
Definitely not Cletus.
Can we call you Sincere today?
Sure.
All right. That's fine.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Sometimes things don't work out the way you want. Phones are not working today. So it's a lot of the fun things we, you know, like to do for, you know, just to get some opinions from the listeners is not working. So, when in doubt, you got to do your own thing. And so we're switching to what I think would be fun. What is the most embarrassing song on your phone?
This one?
LBF, let's hear yours. Hang on. Go ahead. Okay, all right.
Oh, my God, it's beautiful.
Yeah, that is. Go ahead, DJ.
Neil Diamond, Barbara Streisand. You don't bring me flowers anymore, and you know who I'm talking to.
Yes. Brian, who doesn't bring his wife flowers?
Right.
All right. Brian, what is the most embarrassing song on your phone?
Well, you know, it's funny because I have a six-year-old and a 10-year-old, so...
Yeah, that doesn't
they
count.
They pretty much... No, they download all the music.
Okay.
So I don't really listen to a lot of music. So here's one that they just downloaded. This is probably, you know... Most...
Right now.
You know that one?
I just need you to get real loose.
Oh, that's a country
song. Yeah, yeah. But that's like, that's okay because it's
weird country
kid.
Rap songs.
But like, if I want to know what your download embarrassment is, like you're responsible.
Right. Here's mine.
All my songs are gems.
Yeah. All right, you guys have never heard of this. Who's that?
Well, it's the Bee Gees.
Bee Gees. Let's go back to 1975.
Do we have to?
Yes. 68, WRKO. Remember that station?
What's the name of this song?
Too bad it's not on the air anymore. Anyway.
Yeah.
Right?
Is it
would
too
sound
bad?
Just this good.
It would sound this good. Exciting Mike Adams, the Big 68. You ready?
Yeah, what is it?
It's the Bee Gees and Fanny Bee Tender.
Fanny Bee Tender?
Yeah, isn't that great?
You cannot play that in England.
Oh, my God.
Who doesn't want a tender fanny?
Oh, my God.
Come on.
That's insane.
It's the best song ever.
It's really not, but that's okay. I forgive you.
Fanny Bee Tender. Listen to that. Whoa, that's
all right.
That's good
radio. Yeah, You Don't Bring Me Flowers is not my most embarrassing.
What? You have another one?
This is the most embarrassing song
that I have.
All right, this
is the most embarrassing song. Go ahead. Oh, no.
This is it.
Talk about that.
Alan Day.
Yes.
Undercover Angel.
Yeah.
And
right.
I downloaded it. I paid
oh my God.
99 cents for this sucker.
They're getting 99 cents for that?
It was a dark time.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Explain. No, don't.
I don't want to.
All right. I love it. That's
anyway.
Fun.
Yeah, all right. Isn't it fun?
Oh, Brian,
what's
you got
that?
One? Go ahead.
Good time.
Oh,
lonely boy?
That's embarrassing.
That's on
this
your
is
phone?
A great song.
It's a great song, but it's kind of embarrassing.
All right, you guys are making fun of me, but this is classic. All right, Brian, settle down.
Right there. I'll go listen to it now.
You will be a lonely boy.
I know, it's
boy.
A good one. It's a good
explains
one.
A lot.
Lonely boy.
Wow. Andrew Gold.
Yeah, Andrew Gold.
Okay. But these were all those big 68 RKO songs.
Yes, but they're not
the
big anymore, and that says something.
That's what makes them cheesy. You got to love it.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
All right, it is time for Dirty Laundry with LBF.
Well, I'm shuffling through the bin,
uh-huh.
And I found the sexiest man alive.
Okay. I bet people would disagree with you.
Really?
But our phones aren't working, so we'll never know.
We'll never know. I also have some really bad news about one of your favorite shows, Bob.
Uh-oh.
And what royal has joined Instagram? But first, John Legend. John Legend is People Magazine's sexiest man alive. I think that he's wonderful, but I love his wife because his wife Chrissy Teigen tweeted, I have fulfilled my dream of having blanked people's sexiest man alive.
Oh, look at her.
Yeah, that's a pretty lofty goal.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. I cannot wait for people to get mad about John being the sexiest man alive. It's my new Starbucks holiday cup. So,
I don't get that.
She's just funny.
Okay.
And I think that he is following somebody who's so gorgeous, I feel a little bad for him, Idris Elba.
Oh, Idris Elba.
Oh.
Yeah. Will you settle down over there?
I'm with you.
Oh, right? Jeez, I just think he is just...
She needs cold coffee.
And that accent and everything. All right.
Yes,
I'm back.
Darling.
He is... John Legend is pretty awesome because he's an EGOT. Emmy, Grammy, Tony, and Oscar.
But is he the sexiest man alive?
Brian,
sexy. I don't know about you, Brian, but I'm feeling like I think we're in that same club. If he can do it, why not us?
I know I'm not.
Come on,
but good for you, Bob.
Work with me, Brian.
Good for you.
Yeah.
God,
you
give me the
really
confidence
inflated...
of Bob Bronson on one afternoon.
You're very confident.
I'm just saying, in the guys' world, if Tom Brady was the sexiest guy alive, you're like, I get it.
But you think John Legend is like meh?
I think I'm in the same league.
You're like, you can compete with John Legend.
About 20
years. You play
ago.
The piano?
Well, hey, no, this isn't a talent thing.
Well, I think it's...
How do you look in a bathing suit?
Okay.
All right. You know, I can spend some time in the gym and get there. I can get there. Okay, fine.
Right.
Don't laugh so
well,
hard,
go work on
Brian.
That.
Yeah,
hey, guess what? While you're at the gym...
Yeah. Mm.
I know you loved watching this soap opera, Days of Our Lives.
Oh.
But the days, like the sands through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives. I guess... they may be ending their, I guess, it's a whole show after five decades. The entire cast has been released from their contracts, and the show will be going on an indefinite hiatus at the end of November. So we'll see.
Everybody over the age of maybe 45, 40, knows the intro to that show.
Well, yeah, no kidding.
Right?
It's like, I actually have it.
Do you have it?
Let me see.
Yeah.
But the thing is Marlena... was one of the people. My mother watched it. Here's the opening theme. You ready?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, yeah. 1 o'clock. Mm-hmm. NBC.
Like sands through the hourglass.
That's true. Maybe it was true.
So are the days of our lives.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Yes.
All I can picture is my mother folding laundry and watching this and me watching it with her and being like how she loved Don Craig.
Don Craig.
I don't know. And Don Craig had an affair with somebody. And I just, I mean, it makes me so happy to think about it.
Lush.
Like to hear that.
Yeah.
I'm going to be my ringtone for the next week.
Maybe it is.
I'm going to wear an eye patch today.
Okay.
That's good.
All right. What royal joined Instagram?
Yeah.
Prince Charles. And it's as boring as you'd expect.
He just finally joined
Instagram. Yeah. He had somebody do it, but he posted his own thing. And it was just about being in India. It was just, verbose and boring.
It took him so long to join because he had to figure out how to get his ears into a square picture.
That's mean, but
thank you very
funny.
Much.
That was funny.
Oh, and hey, Ricky Gervais is hosting the Golden Globe. Speaking of mean.
Yeah, he's funny, though.
Yes,
he's funny.
And I'm really looking forward to that because that's the best Golden Globes ever.
Mm-hmm. Let's get back to being
it's
funny
gonna
on
be a
those
good
shows.
Year.
Exactly. Well, thank you. That was
you're welcome.
Highly entertaining Dirty Laundry, yeah.
Thanks
throw me
so
back
much.
To you know, watching TV with Nana back in the day.
Mm-hmm. Anything I can do to help.
Back in Gorham, Maine, watching... Days of Our Lives.
Folding laundry.
Wondering, through the hourglass.
Is this what you do when you're an adult?
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
This is Super Smart in 60 Seconds.
Yes, it is. Right. Joining us is Matt Bryan from Clinton, Mass. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good, man. So you staying warm? You have to work outside to see your electrician.
Yep, I'm buzzing around here.
Oh. It is.
Get it? He's buzzing around like an electrician.
Oh,
show.
I like that, Matt.
I just want to say earlier, John Legend, that's a bad pick.
Thank you, really? Matt. Wow. Thank you, Matt.
It's a bad pick.
I'd say he's more of a pleasant looking guy.
Oh, Matt.
Whoa, Matt.
All right. What Matt. A callback, Matt.
Matt is. Matt.
We'll give you $1,000 right now.
We should. All right, Matt.
Oh, man.
I like it. I agree with you, Matt. I'm not. You know, listen, I don't know about you, Matt, but I think we're in the game there, okay? Legend, my foot. Okay. Let's play Super Smart 60 Second, Matt. 60 seconds. You know how that works. LBF yep. Over there, who you just annoyed, is going to ask you 10 questions in 60 seconds. And if you're not sure, just use the P word, Matt. That's pass.
Oh.
All right.
Okay. Good. Yeah. I'm so glad you cleared that up.
Thank you.
All right, Matt. Let's play Super Smart in 60 seconds.
What's the name of Boston's hockey team?
Say it again?
What's the name of Boston's hockey team?
Bruins.
What's the capital of Rhode Island?
Providence.
What 70s singer starred in The Jazz Singer?
Pass.
What U.S. state was Abraham Lincoln born?
Oh, pass.
How many compartments does a cow's stomach have?
10.
What was the name of Bonnie's newest toy in Toy Story 4?
Oh, pass.
Finish this opening like sands through the hourglass.
Pass.
What's Rambo's first name?
Pass.
What musical is set at Rydell High? Oh, man.
Fast Times.
And what?
Rydell High.
What time zone is the state of Nevada located?
Oh, pass.
Okay, what 70s singer starred in The Jazz Singer? You're gonna Oh,
Matt. Matt.
Oh, man, I blew it.
Yeah, no, well, these were, you know, a little aged on the questions here.
Yeah, if you listen to the show,
you would have got a few of these.
Yes,
yeah.
Right.
Matt,
and also,
you do listen, though, right, Matt?
Yes, he does.
Yeah, I listen.
It's a very pleasant show, wouldn't
yes,
you say?
Yes, it is a
yeah.
pleasant show.
Okay.
Darn, I had sound bets on this, too.
All right, what'd you do?
Well, this is an opportunity.
You got two right. Yes. All right, you want to shoot through those?
Yeah, let's go through them.
Long way to go.
It's an opportunity to learn something new and wow your friends. What 70s singer starred in The Jazz Singer, Neil Diamond?
Oh.
It's a good movie. You should see it. Mm. In what U.S. state was Abraham Lincoln born? Kentucky.
Mm. Kentucky Woman. Great Neil Diamond song.
See what? Okay. It's all coming together, Matt. It's all coming together.
Oh, man.
How many compartments does a cow's stomach have? Four.
Mm.
The name of Bonnie's newest toy in Toy Story 4? Forky. Mm. Guess you didn't see that, huh?
Yeah.
I missed that one.
Finish this opening like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives. It's the beginning to that soap opera that's canceled.
Yes.
Rambo's first name is John. The musical that's set at Rydell High is not Fast Times at Ridgemont
that
High.
Was funny.
But
that was
I liked
funny,
what
man.
You did there.
Yeah.
Grease.
You really tried to sell that
yeah,
one,
exactly.
too.
Yeah, exactly. I know. Like, yeah, it's going to be good.
And the last one.
And the time zone that the state of Nevada is located in, that's the Pacific time zone. It's tricky. Cause
all right.
Yeah. But,
I don't know about you, Matt, but I'm kind of jealous of cows. They have four stomachs. Wouldn't that be great?
God.
Yeah.
You take it, right, man? Look at that. Four stomachs.
I mean, you're always hungry now. You only have one stomach.
I know.
I just look like I have four stomachs.
Haven't felt four. Hey, Matt. Matt, you're a great guy. And listen, nobody here goes home empty-handed. We got a pair of tickets to WWE Monday Night Raw. Monday
All right.
night.
Yeah.
Nice. See?
TD Garden. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com. So, Matt, who are you going to bring with you?
We'll see. I don't know yet.
We'll see.
I like the we'll see. They'll buy the beer, Matt, if you play around.
Yeah, I don't want to lock anything in right now. You know?
I like
yeah,
your style,
keep your
buddy.
Options open, buddy.
I don't want to lock anything in now.
Monday's a long way off.
You know what? Matt is... He might not be super smart, but he's kind of smart.
Yeah, exactly.
Like
he is.
All right, Matt. Have a great day, buddy.
Thanks, Matt.
Thank you, guys.
Bye-bye.
All right. I enjoyed him.
He was fun. He really was. You know, he had a good time. He got those tickets. That. Hey, if you want to play super smart in 60 seconds... Just go to WROR.com.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Brotz, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. It is 8:46. It's Bob Brotz and LBF and Brian. And wow. What a nice guest we have in today. I think all guests should do what Ryan Levaster did. He brought me three pies.
He brought you one pie.
Yeah,
there's three pies. Three. Oh, you guys like pie?
Oh, who doesn't like pie?
Yeah, exactly.
I kid. Ryan, good morning. Hey, speak up. Get right on that microphone. Right, pretend it's a slice of pie. Get right on there. There we go. Ryan, you're with Pie in the Sky, right?
Yes, so community servings.
Talk a little bit closer, yeah, Mike. There you go. LBF, coach him up a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're going to right here in the right there. There you go.
There we go.
Just put it on your DJ voice.
Perfect. Yeah, I know. I have a little cold. So it's,
you're all right. Don't worry.
So, yeah, you brought the three pies in. They look fantastic. Tell us about Pie in the Sky.
So Pie in the Sky is a Thanksgiving bake sale for community servings, which so community servings is located in Jamaica Plain. And we actually provide medically tailored meals for sick neighbors. So basically anybody that's homebound, living with HIV, AIDS, cancer, essentially any critical illness where they can't, they don't have the ability to get out, get food, get healthy food for themselves. So Pie in the Sky is going on right now. This is our 27th year.
I can't believe it's been 27 years. Awesome. How great is that?
It's unbelievable.
So explain how it works.
So basically what you do is you go online to pieinthesky.org. You pick a flavor. We have apple, pecan, pumpkin, sweet potato. You pick your quantity. You pick your pickup site. And you get a delicious Thanksgiving pie to put on your Thanksgiving.
Well, who makes these pies? Because they look amazing.
So we actually partner with over 100, close to 150 Boston area chefs, bakers, restaurants, caterers who bake these pies. They donate them to us. And then we turn around and sell them.
Look at that pumpkin pie.
Yeah, like you said, mentioned the four seasons, flour. Jeez, like you don't can't pick the person who does your pie, but you know that it's made by.
These are quality pies. I mean, we have Joanne Chang from Flower Bakery. Like you said, Lauren, the four seasons.
Davio's, so does it say on catering. Your pie who made it so you know where it came from? You want to go
does.
Back and
visit?
Oh, it does. Okay.
It does. That's so you good. So while you can't.
Who made the pumpkin, Brian? All right, we'll find out. But
that
anyway.
One is that one was specially made by Community Servings for you guys.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes.
See?
Nice.
So, that's okay. Great.
So our bakers won't start baking until, you know, a few days before the, you know, the pies are ready for pickup.
It's a great cause.
Those came from our kitchen.
And so when you buy a pie, it's a $30 pie, and you you provide those medical meals for a week to somebody,
yes,
right?
So
that's what it is.
So the sale of one $30 pie allows us to feed a sick client for an entire week.
That's incredible.
That's awesome. That's
where your money goes.
Yep, bring you know, it to Thanksgiving dinner.
I mean, you do get something back because we were talking earlier that if you make a donation, which is great, sometimes you just, there goes $30, but you get a pie back. You can either re-gift it if you want, right?
You can give it to somebody else. You can buy a pie for somebody else.
Or you can sit in your car and eat it.
Yes. Right in the parking lot. Which is probably going to happen about 10:30 with that pecan pie.
A little something on the corner out there, LBF.
Right. It's great. It really is a great idea. We love it. And you're getting a quality pie for the price. And you feel good, too, because it's Thanksgiving. You're giving a little bit. Isn't that a great idea?
Exactly.
Okay?
Exactly.
All right. The website.
It's at pieinthesky.org.
All right, that's easy.
You sure it's not pieinyourmouth.org?
Nope,
no, pie in the sky.
That's the next day.
That's the next day. Right. Ryan, thanks for coming in. You come in anytime.
Thank you very much.
Anytime you know what I'm saying?
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Brons, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Just a tad bit cold outside. That is nuts. I've got right now 20 still. How about that?
I know. When's it going to move?
It's going to move to 33, and that's going to be all she wrote as far as that goes. Hey, we had a great show today. Sorry our phones weren't working. Hopefully they will be tomorrow.
Yeah.
But we, about an hour or so ago, we played the most embarrassing songs on our phones.
Mm-hmm.
Yours was?
Undercover Angel by Alan O'Day.
Wow.
I know.
And it was on your phone.
I bought it.
You bought it?
I bought it.
99 cents.
Yep.
All right, Brian had a different kind of song on. What do you got? Oh, yes. Yep. Lonely Boy.
Yeah.
Andrew Gold.
Yeah, it sounds like the theme to America's Greatest Hero.
Where's American Hero?
Yeah.
Mine was the Bee Gees' Fanny Be Tender.
You win.
I win.
You win.
Come on.
Yeah.
Fanny Be Tender.
Yes.
With my heart.
Everybody.
What are some of the ones we're getting on our Facebook page?
Disco Duck by Rick Dees.
Really? Disco Duck?
That's a little crazy. What's yeah, it that? Sounds like that. Greatest American Hero theme.
Oh, I have that on my phone too.
Yeah, exactly. I have a lot of...
Wow, Brian, you win.
Making It by David Naughton.
Making It. Mm-hmm.
And Heartbeat is a Love Beat by the DeFranco family.
Was that my wife? She loved the
what?
DeFranco family.
Nope, that was Mary Jo Wilson Frechette.
Okay.
And The Playground in My Mind by Clint Holmes.
Oh, my God. Playground in My Mind. It's on somebody's phone. That you know.
Is Rhinestone Cowboy embarrassing?
That's Glenn Campbell. He was cool. Anyway, so let us know what the cheesiest song on your phone is. And I think we have probably a good T-shirt giveaway for that, right?
Sure.
Tomorrow we'll do it. So give us a like on our Facebook page at WROR.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Brons, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.